listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Is Saturday marked on your calendar for the 71st Sacramento Armenian Food Festival? It should be, based on everything that smells so delicious in this studio. 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Trinity Cathedral Great Hall, a chance to talk about the vast Armenian community in Northern California and the great food and cultural traditions celebrated every year. In the studio with me is Sacramento native and musician, which he's going to explain, Sam Trunyan. Hi, Sam.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here, and festival organizer, Anna Davtian. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Glad
Thanks
to have
for
you
having
here.
Me.
Would you say a little bit about this celebration? The fact that it's been around more than 70 years is remarkable.
Yeah, that is correct. Armenians have been in Sacramento since 1919, and since 1947, we have been celebrating our culture and heritage for over 70 years. So it's 71st Armenian Food Festival here in the region.
Sam, music is a part of not only the culture, but this festival. Would you describe the instrument that you've brought? And I'm looking forward to hearing a bit of it.
Yes, Armenian duduk is a apricot made of apricot wood. And Armenians have tried peach. They have had tried other trees, but it didn't work out as good as apricot wood had. And every duduk is prepared 30 years before it is played by a musician. It's a double reed woodwind instrument that dates up to 3,000 years old.
Would you play a little bit while we talk about the food? It looks like I have stuffed grape leaves in front of me, Anna.
That is correct. So part of this food festival's feature is we're kind of still keeping the past, but we're also adding some new features. We're going to have a meze menu that includes yalanchi, which is the grape stuffed leaves. We're going to have chizburek, lamajo. We're also going to have a pahlava ice cream.
I am so enjoying this sensory experience right now with Sam's music. And this is really the feel of the festival, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It looks a bit like a recorder, Sam, but it's very dark wood, and it looks like it takes more work to play it than a recorder.
Yes, for sure. It is hard to make a noise with it, and any person that, you know, isn't familiar with it wouldn't be able to make any noise with it unless it sounds, you know, weird and, you know, just obnoxious. So, yes, it is a pretty technical instrument. It is very hard to prepare, at least, you know, 15 to 20 minutes just to open the reed up with water and continuously breathing through it. So it is pretty technical.
The reed is not short and tapered and narrow like you would see in some of those kinds of
It has a cap on it, yes. And the cap is to keep it from drying or cracking because it is made from bamboo. And it's more clearly like an oboe clarinet. The reed, but it's just a little bit more wide.
Yeah, the sound is a little bit like that.
Yes.
I'm having a hard time resisting this food. Anna, could I taste something?
Yes, please.
You're welcome.
Could I just take a finger piece? What's your family's traditional or favorite dish? What is important for you to pass on?
Actually, you picked up the food that I really like, and that's our family recipe as well. It's called yalanchi. Mm. It's rice stuffed grape leaves.
It's very mild.
Yeah.
What are the spices that you make sure you have in your kitchen?
Yeah.
This is very gentle.
Yeah, thank you. We use very basic spices because the quality of Armenian food depends on the actual quality of the ingredients and freshness. So we don't have an excess of spices like in some of the other Middle Eastern cultures. Mm. But definitely what we use is salt, pepper, vinegar, garlic, flat leaf parsley, a lot of greens, dried fruits.
And there's a bowl here that I don't recognize.
That's something new. It's pahlava ice cream.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, I'm trying that for sure.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Oh, now that I touch it, it is cold. Baklava ice cream.
Yeah.
Where's this coming from?
It's actually donated by Cornflower Creamery. And, yeah, it's an Armenian ice cream.
Mm.
Do you like it?
With baklava in it.
Yes.
I'm sold.
In fact, I'm watching my coworkers walk down past the window to look at the food that you brought and to see Sam playing. Would you perform more for us, Sam? There's such a haunting, beautiful quality to the music.
Yes, and the interesting thing about duduk is the instrument is very mellow. It's very soul penetrating. So when you hear it, it just completely goes right through you and touches your heart, you know. And the amazing thing about this, and a lot of, you know, composers around the world have said that this instrument can both make people cry and make people happy. So I'm going to play a very classic, very old Armenian wedding music, just a little segment of it, just to prove that it can also make people happy.
Sam is playing the Armenian duduk, D-U-D-U-K, correct?
Correct.
Who taught you?
I'm self-taught.
And because it's part of your heritage, is that why?
To be honest, it's almost like it came out of nowhere. But for the most part, I can say it with confidence that this is a God-given talent, and nobody can just pick a technical instrument like this up and through years and years of practice of getting it in the morning, going outside so nobody could hear me, and constantly making weird noises until I perfected it. It's very cool, I'd like to say. You know, just, it's kind of an understatement, but I would like to just keep it simple as cool.
Are you teaching anyone else?
I did start classes, but with business in the way and work in the way, it does, you know, take a toll. So, soon in the future, I am looking forward to opening up my own school, because nobody in Sacramento plays it, and a lot of people do want to play it.
Yeah. So again, that's Sam Trunnion. I have to say that music with baklava ice cream is a really great combination. We have a food and music pairing here that is really terrific. So let me say again, the Sacramento Armenian Food Festival is Saturday at the Trinity Cathedral Great Hall from 11 to 8. Anything else for people to know? There's a lot of parking there, which
yes,
is a good
thing.
Yes,
there's a lot of parking. And whether you're an Armenian or Armenian at heart, please join us at the Armenian Food Festival.
And do not miss the baklava ice cream.
Yes.
Your grape leaves are pretty terrific, too. So I'm going to say thank you and close out the show, because, Sam, maybe you could perform a little bit more for us.
Okay, sounds great. I'll play something from the movie Gladiator.
Oh, wow. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. There's more about the Armenian Food Festival online at capradio.org/insight. And here again is Sam Trunnion.